Is there really anything that you can do to protect yourself against this barrage of frivolous lawsuits?
Well, the great thing about it is that, yes, there is indeed things that you can do. Because what we have is, you know, under the law, and that's why, you know, when we talked at the beginning of this, we talked a little bit about myself and my background and why people should even listen to me, quite honestly. And a lot of that comes from the legal background. Now, when you kind of blend that in with the entrepreneurial background, you'll see that you've got a great mix where I'm able to work with people to say, you know, let me show you some things you can actually do. But at the same time, I want to make sure that you've got the flexibility and the control so that you can build huge amounts of wealth while at the same time protecting that wealth. Because if you lose it all through one of these lawsuits out here, you're never going to accumulate these. What you've got to do is you've got to take advantage of the legal structures that are available for us today that offer us limited liability protection. Now, one of the things that it is imperative that people understand is that I use that term limited liability. That does not mean that you have zero liability whatsoever. What it means is that the liability is limited to the amount of assets that are in any one legal entity. Now, if we follow up on that point right there, what that tells you is that a lot of times people will say, okay, let me set up a corporation, or let me set up an LLC or a limited partnership or whatever entity it might be. And then they think, okay, now all my assets are protected. It's not quite that simple. What happens is that if you take your assets right now, if you have no protection whatsoever, no legal entities, you've basically got all your assets in one basket. And if somebody comes in and sues you, they can take everything that is in that one basket. Well, when people will set up a corporation or a limited partnership or an LLC, what they'll do a lot of times is they then take everything out of their name and they put it into the name of that legal entity. Well, now all they've done is just change the nature of the basket. Rather than having it all in their personal basket, they've put it all into that one limited liability basket. And the difficulty there is that the liability is limited to the assets that are in that one basket. Well, if you understand that point right there, which if people get nothing more than that one point right there, this has been time well spent, because we've got to make sure that people understand limited liability means limited to what's in any one entity. So you've got to make sure you blend different entities to get the maximum protection available.